Hello, welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. Now, we are continuing to look at the six elementary principles referred to in Hebrews 6, 1 through 3. And it says, therefore, leaving the discussions of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection or completion, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptism, of the laying on of hands, and what we'll talk about, the resurrection of the dead, and finally, of eternal judgment. The study of end times, or what will occur at the end of this age, can be a complicated topic. It's complicated not because of what will happen, but because everyone's interested in the timing of the events. For instance, number one, the second coming of Christ. Yes, Christ is coming again. Then there'll be the taking up or the rapture of the believers. Thirdly, there's the tribulations that will take place on the earth, and there's quite a few of them, and we're always interested in how and when that's going to take place. Then, number four, there's the final judgment of the living and the dead. And then finally, of course, there's the new heavens and the new earth. Now, theologians refer to the study of end times as the study of eschatology. Now, we learn much about the end times from the following books of the Bible. Daniel chapter 12, Matthew chapter 24, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and of course the book of Revelation. Now, there are many other verses scattered throughout the Bible that speak about future events. Now, before we speak about the resurrection, it's important to put things in context. In particular, the relationship between the natural and the spiritual. Keep in mind that both the Old and the New Testament are inspired words of God. Neither should be neglected. However, as you read the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, keep in mind that the Old Covenant is the shadow of the light found in the New Covenant. The Old Covenant was for the Jews under the law of Moses, whereas the New Covenant is for the Christians under Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46, that we start in the physical and we end up in the spiritual. Now, this is a pattern that you see as you compare the Old and the New Covenants. The Old Covenant is about the natural or the physical, while the New Covenant is about the spiritual. The natural side of things shows us our own inability to follow the law perfectly, and so we fall short of God's righteousness. Falling short of God's righteousness is called sin. But the spiritual side enables us to walk in righteousness, not by our own efforts, but by virtue of God's Holy Spirit. The Old Covenant or Testament is about the law of Moses and the nation of Israel. The New Covenant or the New Testament is about Jesus Christ and the church. Now, I've composed a list of 8 examples of how the natural comes before the spiritual, that principle. Now, hopefully some of them will resonate with you. Now, time actually limits my ability to spend much time with each one of them, at least at this time. So the first thing or first point that we want to consider is that, again, the Old Testament was about the physical kingdom of Israel versus the New Testament, where the focus is on the spiritual kingdom of heaven here on earth. Number two, the Old Testament is about the coming of a Messiah, an earthly king. You see, the Jews were looking for a physical flesh and blood king to rule over them. Versus the New Testament is about the coming of the Christ, the same word as Messiah, but as a spiritual king to rule over his church. And number three, the Old Testament or the covenant of law focuses on the natural, in other words, doing the law, whereas the New Testament or the New Covenant, the focus is on being led, in other words, by the Spirit of God. So it's more about being than doing. Number four, Moses led the people of Israel out of physical bondage that they experienced in Egypt. Jesus led us out of the spiritual bondage of Satan and sin. Number five, Moses received the message of the law, which became a form of legalism, versus Jesus received the message of grace, which is spiritual. Number six, in the Old Testament, the tabernacle or the temple was the physical location where God was. Whereas in the New Testament, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in you. Number seven, under the law, righteousness was obtained by obeying the Mosaic law. But under grace, righteousness of Christ is credited to us by faith. And finally, number eight, the natural birth, which we all experience, versus the spiritual birth or being born again. Now, here's a useful expression associated with that. If you are born once, you will die twice. If you are born twice, you will die once. Let me explain. If you are born once a natural birth, you will have a physical death, and then there's a spiritual death. Whereas if you're born twice, the natural birth, and then being born again, then you will die once, a physical death, and then live forever with God. In our next post, we'll be looking at what the Apostle Paul had to say about the resurrection in particular. We find his discussion in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I encourage you to look ahead. Now, his teaching is on the certainty of the resurrection of Jesus. And as a result of that certainty, that we can have confidence that we will one day be resurrected as well. And so I encourage you this day to look forward, to anticipate that one day you're going to spend eternity with God. And so be blessed this week and look forward to seeing you the next time. Again, God bless you.